Feds arrest six Southern California men suspected of stealing over 300 firearms. Federal authorities arrested six men suspected of carrying out a nine-month burglary spree using a stolen car to ram into Southern California stores to steal over 300 firearms, the Los Angeles U.S. Attorney's Office announced July 16. The men are being held in state custody and are charged with conspiracy to steal firearms from a federal licensee. Four suspects are from Lake Elsinore, Cross R.J. Gorey, 18. Kane Aiden Gorey, 22. Brendan Markle Hawkins, 19. And Kendall Eric Johnson, 23. The other two are Kenneth Gilmore III, 19, of Las Vegas and Calvin Logan Gray, 18, of Murrieta. The defendants are suspected of burglarizing six Southern California firearm stores and trying to break into three other stores between October 2023 and July 13. The latest break-in occurred at Fowler's Gunroom on South Tustin Avenue in Orange, California, at 5 a.m. July 13, when 85 guns and rifles were stolen, according to the store owner. Store surveillance shows seven suspected burglars breaking into the store by ramming front security gates, a brick wall, and bulletproof glass, according to the owner, who requested anonymity for security reasons. The suspects also allegedly broke through 900-pound gun safes and smashed display cabinets, the owner said. They got all sorts of stuff, but mostly rifles and pistols, he said. They cleared most of our pistols out. This will be pretty hard to recoup from. It was the first major burglary at the store since it opened in 1958. The owner has insurance, but recovering from the incident will be hard because, he said, the theft was a total loss. The burglars left a gaping hole in the front of the store. Customers and community members have taken turns guarding the store throughout the night since the theft, making a bonfire and keeping watch. The store's owner also hired security until repairs are made. About 70 of the store's stolen guns have been recovered, according to the owner. Federal officials say suspects allegedly stole 312 guns during the crime spree and sold them on the black market. The firearms were later found in the possession of others during unconnected criminal investigations, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office. Law enforcement searched a home July 13, believed to be where Mr. Cross, Mr. Kane, and Mr. Johnson lived. While announcing their presence at the home, officers saw Mr. Gilmore and Mr. Cross run out of the back of the home. Both were arrested later. During a search, officers allegedly found firearms that had been stolen from four stores and about 45 from Fowler's Gunroom. The defendants are expected to be arraigned in court in the next few weeks, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office. If convicted on all charges, each defendant would face a maximum sentence of 10 years in prison.